Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. I'm Tony Newmark, and this is Parshat Vayetze on Purely Pshat. Let's go. So the first Aliyah speaks about Yaakov's journey. So Yaakov left Beersheba and he went to Haran. And he came to this place and he spent the night there because the sun was about to set. And he took stones around him and he placed them around his head. And he laid down there in that place. And he had a dream. And this dream was that a ladder was wedged in the ground. And the top of the ladder reached all the way to the heavens. And angels of God were going up and down the ladder. And then suddenly God was standing over him and he said, I am God, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Yitzchak. I will give you and your descendants the land that you are lying on right now. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will be strong to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. And all the families on this earth will be blessed through you and your children. And I'm with you. I will be your guard wherever you go. And I will bring you back to this land, because I will not abandon you until I carried out what I'm speaking right now for you. And then Yaakov woke up from his sleep, and he said, God is truly here in this place, and I didn't realize it. And he was frightened. He said, how great, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gates of heaven. So Yaakov woke up early in the morning, and he took the stone that he placed around his head, and he set it up as a monument, and he poured oil on it, and he named this place Beit El, even though Luz was the original name of this city. And Yaakov made a vow, and he said, if God will be with me, and if God will guard me on this journey which I'm going, and he will give me bread to eat and clothes to wear, and if I return in peace to my father's house, and God will be my God, this stone that I'm placing as a monument will be a house of God. And everything that you give me, I will give back 1/10. The second Aliyah speaks about Yaakov meeting Rachel by the well and Yaakov working 7 years for Rachel. So Yaakov lifted his feet and he went towards the land of the people to the east. And he looked over and there was a well in the field and three flocks of sheep were lying next to it because they would give the water to the flocks from that well. And there was a huge rock on the mouth of this well. And the flocks would gather here. And they would roll the rock off the mouth of the well and give water to the sheep. And then they would put the rock back in its place. And Yaakov said to them, where are you from, my brothers? And they said, we're from Haran. He said, do you know Lavan, the son of Nahor? And they said, we know him. And he said, is he well? Is he okay? They said, he's fine. Here's his daughter Rachel coming with the sheep right now. And he said, it's still the middle of the day, but it's not the time to take in the flocks. So he told them, water the sheep and then go and pasture. They said, we can't until all the flocks are gathered together. And then they'll roll the rock off the mouth of the well and they'll give the water to the sheep. And while he was talking with them about this, Rachel came with her father's sheep because she was a shepherdess. And then when Yaakov saw Laban's daughter Rachel and the sheep of Lavan, his mother's brother, Yaakov stepped forward and he rolled the rock off the mouth of the well and he watered Lavan's sheep. And Yaakov kissed Rachel and he was extremely emotional. And Yaakov told Rachel that he was her father's relative and he was Rivka's son. So she went and told her father. The next section, Yaakov worked 7 years for Rachel. So then when Lavan heard the news about Yaakov, his sister's son, he ran towards him and he embraced him and he kissed him and he brought him into his house and he told Lavan what happened to him. And Lavan said to him, you are my bone and flesh. And he stayed with them for a month. And Lavan said to Yaakov, are you going to work for me for free just because you're my relative? Tell me what I should be paying you. And Lavan had two daughters. The older one was Leah and the younger one was Rachel. Leah's eyes were tender. Rachel had beautiful features and a beautiful complexion. The third Aliyah continues. Yaakov loved Rachel, And he said, I'll work for you for 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. And Laban said, it's better for me to give her to you than for me to give her to another man. So stay with me. So Yaakov worked for Rachel for 7 years. But to him, it felt like a few days because of his love for her. The next two sections of this Aliyah are Laban deceitfully giving Leah to Yaakov in marriage and Yaakov building his family. So Yaakov said to Laban, give me my wife because my time is up and let me come near her. And Laban gathered all the local people and he made a huge feast. And then at night, Laban took his daughter Leah and he brought her to him. And Laban gave Zilpah, his maid, to Leah as a maid. And then in the morning, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what have you done to me? Didn't I work for you to get Rachel? Why have you deceived me? And Laban said, in our neighborhood, we don't do such a thing, to give the younger one before the firstborn. So finish this week, and I'll also give you Rachel for the work that you'll do for me for another 7 years. And Yaakov did exactly that. And he completed this week, and then he gave his daughter Rachel to him as a wife. And Laban gave his maid Bilhah to his daughter Rachel as a maid. And he came close to Rachel also. And he loved Rachel more than Leah. And he worked for another 7 years. The next section, Yaakov builds his family. So God saw that Leah was hated. And he opened her womb, even though Rachel was barren. And Leah became pregnant, and she gave birth to a son. And she named him Reuven. Because she said, God saw my affliction, so now my husband will love me. And she was pregnant again, and she gave birth to a son. And she said, since God heard that I'm hated, he gave me this one also. And she named him Shimon. And she became pregnant again and gave birth to another son. And she said, now this time my husband will be attached to me because I gave him three sons. And therefore, he was named Levi. And she became pregnant again and had another son. And she said, this time I will thank God. So she named him Yehuda. And then she stopped having children. And Rachel saw that she didn't have a child for Yaakov yet. And she was so jealous of her sister. And she said to Yaakov, give me children. Otherwise, I might die. And Yaakov became angry with Rachel. And he said, am I in place of God who has withheld this fruit from your womb? And she said, here's my maid Bilhah. Come close to her, and she'll have children who I will raise so that I can build up from her. So she gave him Bilhah, her maid, as a wife, and Yaakov came close to her. And Bilhah became pregnant, and she gave birth to a son for Yaakov. And Rachel said, God judged me, and he has listened to my voice and gave me a son. So she named him Dan. And Rachel's maid, Bilhah, became pregnant again, and she gave birth to a second son for Yaakov. And Rachel said, I have stubbornly offered my torturous prayers to God, and my prayers were accepted, just like my sister. I have also been successful, and she named him Naphtali. And when Leah saw that she stopped having children, she took her maid Zilpah and gave her to Yaakov for a wife. And Leah's maid Zilpah gave birth to a son for Yaakov. And Leah said, good fortune has come, so she named him God. And Leah's maid Zilpah gave birth to a second son for Yaakov. And Leah said, I'm praised because women praise me. So she named him Asher. The fourth Aliyah continues. So in the days of the wheat harvest, Reuven went and he found jasmine plants in the field. And he brought them back to Leah, his mother. And Rachel said to Leah, please give me some of your son's jasmine plants. And she said, isn't it enough that you've taken away my husband? And now you're taking away my son's jasmine plants too? And Rachel said, in that case, Yaakov can sleep with you tonight as payment for your jasmine plants. And when Yaakov came from the field at night and Leah came towards him, she said, you can come close to me because I paid a fee for you with my son's jasmine plants. And he slept with her that night. And God listened to Leah. She became pregnant and gave birth to a fifth son for Yaakov. And Leah said, God gave me my reward because I have given my maid to my husband. And she named him Yisachar. And Leah became pregnant again, and she gave birth to a sixth son for Yaakov. And Leah said, God has given me a good portion. And this time, my husband will live with me, because I have given him six sons. And she named him Zevulun. And afterwards, she gave birth to a daughter, and she named her Dinah. God remembered Rachel, and he listened to her, and he opened her womb. So she became pregnant and gave birth to a son, and she said, God has concealed my disgrace. So she named him Yosef, saying, may God add another son for me. In the next section, Yaakov continues to work for Laban, and he prospers. So then when Rachel gave birth to Yosef, Yaakov said to Laban, send me away, I'll go back to my place, to my land. Let me have my wives and my children, because I served you, and I'll go. You know my services that I've carried out for you. And Laban said to him, if I found a favor in your eyes, please, I realized that God blessed me because of you. The fifth Aliyah continues, and he says, tell me what you want to be paid, and I'll pay you. And he said to him, you know that I've worked for you, and how your flocks were with me. And because the few that you had before, I've increased extensively, and God blessed you when I came. But when will I do something for my own household? And he said, what can I give you? And Yaakov said, don't give me anything. If you'll do the following for me, I'll come back. Pasture your flocks and guard them. Let me pass through all your flocks today and remove every spotted and patched lamb and every brown lamb from among the sheep and every patched and spotted one from among the goats. And that's what I'll be paid. And so at a future time, my financial integrity will be evident before you. And any non-spotted or non-patched goats or non-brown sheep in my possession will be stolen. And Laban agreed, and he said, whatever you say. And on that day, he removed all the ringed and patched male goats and all the spotted and patched female goats, and whichever one had white on them, and all the browns one from among the sheep. And he gave them into the hands of his sons. And he set a 3-day journey between himself and Yaakov, and Yaakov tended the remaining flocks of Laban. And Yaakov took for himself fresh sticks of poplar, hazel, and chestnut, and he peeled white streaks on them by uncovering the white that was on the sticks. And he put the sticks that he peeled into pools and the watering troughs where the flocks would come and drink. So they faced the animals to become stimulated when they came to drink. And the flocks became stimulated on the rods, and the flocks had ringed, patched, and striped children. So Yaakov segregated the sheep, and he put Laban's animals so that they were facing the ringed ones and all the brown ones. And he separated the flocks for himself, and he didn't place them with Laban's animals. And what happened was that whenever the early bearing flocks would become stimulated, Yaakov would place the sticks in the troughs before the eyes of the animals to stimulate them from the rods. But when the flocks didn't bear in time, he wouldn't place them there. So the ones that were born late went to Laban, and the ones that were born early went to Yaakov. And he became extremely wealthy, and he had extremely fertile flocks and maids and servants and camels and donkeys. The next section speaks about Yaakov fleeing from Laban with his family. And then he heard the words of Laban's sons, and they said that Yaakov has taken everything that belonged to our father, and he has taken the entire fortune that belonged to him. And Yaakov saw Laban's face, and it didn't look like it did yesterday or the day before. And God said to Yaakov, go back to the land of your forefathers, your birthplace, and I'll be with you. And Yaakov sent someone and called to Rachel and Leah to the fields, to his flocks. And he said to them, I see that your father's face isn't like it was yesterday or the day before. But the God of my father was with me. And you know that I served and worked for your father with all my strength. And your father mocked me and changed my payment 100 times. But God didn't let him harm me. And if you would have said that I'll be paid with only spotted ones, then all the animals would give birth to spotted ones. And if you would say you'll only be paid to the ringed ones, then all the animals would give birth to ringed ones. And God took away your father's livestock and gave them to me. And then at that time, when animals became stimulated, I looked up and saw in a dream that ringed, spotted, and striped goats were going to mate with the animals. And in the dream, an angel of God said to me, Yaakov, and I said, here I am. And he said, look up and see that all the he-goats are mounting the animals that are ringed, spotted, and striped, because I've seen everything that Laban's doing to you. I am the God of Beit El, the place that you anointed a monument and where you made a vow to me. Now get going, leave this land, and go back to the land of your birth. And Rachel and Leah replied to him, and they said we still have a share of our inheritance in our father's house. Aren't we considered strangers to him? Because he sold us, and he totally consumed our money. So instead, all the wealth that God separated from our father belongs to us and our children. And do everything that God said to you. The sixth Leah continues, and Yaakov got going, and he lifted up his sons and his wives onto his camels, and he led all of his livestock and all of his possessions that he got in Paddan Aram, and all the purchases that he owned, and he got them to come to Yitzhak, his father, in the land of Canaan. And Lavan went out to shear his sheep, and then Rachel stole her father's idols, and Yaakov tricked Lavan, the Aramean, by not telling that he was running away. And he left with all his belongings, and he got moving, and he crossed the river, and he headed towards Mount Gilad. The next section speaks about Lavan chasing after Yaakov and confronting him. So on the third day, Lavan was told that Yaakov left, and he took his relatives with him, and he chased after him. And on a seven-day journey, he finally reached to Mount Gilad. And God came to Lavan, the Aramean, in a dream at night. And he said to him, "Do not speak with Yaakov whether it's good or bad." And when Lavan caught up to Yaakov, Yaakov made his tent on the mountain, and Lavan pitched his tent with his relatives on Mount Gilad. And Lavan said to Yaakov, "What have you done? You tricked me and went away with my daughters like prisoners of war. Why did you leave secretly and deceive me? Why didn't you tell me? I would have sent you with rejoicing songs and drums and harps. You didn't let me kiss my sons and daughters. You've acted so foolishly. I'm strong enough to hurt you, but the God of your father came to me in a dream and spoke to me last night. And he said, 'Don't speak with Yaakov, either good or bad.' And you've repeatedly asked to go away because you've wanted to go back to your father's house again and again. And why have you stolen my gods?" And Yaakov replied, and he said to Lavan, "Because I was afraid, because I said, maybe you'll kidnap your own daughters from me." And he said, "Whoever you find has your idols shouldn't live. So in front of your relatives, identify yourself from who's with me and take them for yourself." But Yaakov didn't know that Rachel stole them. And Lavan came into Yaakov's tent, and then Leah's tent, and then into the tent of two handmaids, but he didn't find them. And when he came out of Leah's tent, he went into Rachel's tent. And Rachel had taken the idols and put them into the camel saddle, sitting on them. And Lavan looked around the entire tent, but he didn't find them. And she said to her father, "I hope my master will not be annoyed that I can't get up from before you, because the way of the woman is upon me." And he searched around, but he didn't find the idols. And Yaakov became very angry, and he argued with Lavan. And he said, "What's my crime? What's my sin that you're chasing me? You're looking around all my things. Whatever you find from among any of the utensils of your own house, put it here in front of my relatives and your relatives, and let them decide between the two of us. And it's already 20 years that I've been with you, and your female sheep and female goats haven't miscarried, and I haven't eaten the rams of your flocks, and I haven't brought home to you any animal who was torn, because I would have suffered the loss if you demanded it from my hand, and that which was stolen during the day, and everything that was stolen at night. And I was there in the day, and the heat was consuming me, and at night it was so cold, and my eyes were deprived of sleep. And it's been 20 years that I've spent in your house, and I served you 14 years for your two daughters, and 6 years for your animals. And you changed my payment 100 times. And if it wasn't for the God of my father, the God of Abraham and Yitzchak, who was worried whether or not he'd be with me, you would have sent me away empty-handed. And God has seen my affliction and the work of my hands, and he reprimanded last night because of it." The seventh Aliyah speaks about Lavan making a pact with Yaakov and angels from the land of Israel greeting Yaakov. So Lavan answered Yaakov, and he said to him, "The daughters are my daughters, the sons are my sons, the flocks are my flock. Everything that you see is mine. And for my daughters, what would I be doing with them today, or the children they've had? So let's make a pact, you and me, and may there be a witness between you and I." So Yaakov took a stone and set it up as a monument. And Yaakov said to them, "Gather the stones, and they took stones and made a pile. And they ate there, by that pile. And Lavan called it Yegar Sadusa, and Yaakov called it Galed. Lavan said, "This pile is a witness between me and you today." And it was therefore named Galed, and also Mitzpah, because he said, "May God watch me and you when we are hidden from each other. And if you neglect my daughters, or if you take wives in addition to my daughters, when no one is with us, God will be a witness between me and you." And Lavan said to Yaakov, "Here is the pile, and here is the monument that I'm setting up between me and you. And this pile is a witness, and this monument is a witness, that I'm not able to pass this pile to go to you. And you're not able to pass this pile, this monument, to come to me and do harm to me. May the God of Avraham, and the God of Nahor, and the God of their father judge between us." And Yaakov swore by him who his father Yitzchak feared. And Yaakov slaughtered animals on this mountain. And he invited his friends to eat a meal with them. And they ate and they slept over on the mountain. Then Lavan got up early in the morning and he kissed his sons and daughters and he blessed them. And then Lavan went off and returned to his house. The next section, angels from the land of Israel greet Yaakov. So Yaakov went on his way and angels of God came up to him. And when he saw them, Yaakov said, "This is a camp of God." And he named the place Machanaim. This was Parshat Vayetze on Purely Pshat. I'm Tony Newmark. Have a great Shabbat.